You're not swinging with Big Yawn, no, come back.
Time to turn the music up and go swing.
Live from the dash, this Swanging with Big Yawn podcast, man. Episode 3. We got this thing rolling and it's all good, man. Judging from the numbers, man, it seems like y'all feeling me. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to keep this thing going as long as I can keep it going. I feel like I ain't your typical podcast, but then again, I do. But you know what I'm talking about? Normally, I'm going to talk some shit that ain't about shit, but it's about some shit. You know what I'm talking about? But anyway, today on my show, I got my player partner, the coolest one, on one of the cats I know that might be cooler than me, my dog Cool, man, straight out of Grambling, residing in that H-Time, man, you know what I'm talking about? Let's call him up and see if we can get him on. Let's see. Let me see what we got here.
Yo, yo.
Yo, what's up with it?
What's going on, yo? What's the deal?
Oh, man, it's the time is here, man. It is, this thing is in reverse right now. You are not tuned in to Swinging with Big Yawn podcast. Talk to the people, my boy.
Man, what's going on, man? Swinging with Big Yawn. You had to be up on this podcast, man. It's a long time coming, man. Getting to it was really going down. A lot of young players out there.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Hey, Los, let me tell you something about Los, man. He was one of the ones that kept pushing me, like, man, get your stuff going, man. The people want to hear you. You know what I'm talking about? And he had me on so many episodes. It's only right that I return this favor, and now we here.
Man, that's the
motherfucking
bit, man, because at the end of the day, we in this thing together. You know what I'm saying?
There's no need to be against
each other, you know, we could do so much when we come together, you know, and that's anything.
No doubt.
You know, podcast, music, I don't know what the hell it is. Photography, videos, man, just.
Most definitely, man. So, Los, man, let's get this thing going, man. You know, it's a lot of things floating around on the internet, a lot of shit going on and stuff, man. Let's talk about Power, man. You know what I'm talking about? Let's talk about Power Season 6.
Okay.
Season 6, the season premiere was a pretty good premiere that I felt like, you know what I'm talking about, but it got, people took away from the actual premiere because of the intro, you know what I'm talking about, because of the intro. The intro was whack, I feel like that, you know, I'm not pressed about it. If he keep it that way, cool. But at the same time, niggas really wanted to hear Joe on that intro. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. It's like boys like really got that shit memorized. That's all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like when you do something like that, I mean, it's a staple. You know, he fucked up. You know what I mean? He was joking about it on Instagram saying, man, he gonna fuck around and change me back. And I bet he will. I bet he changed this shit back for the next episode.
Oh, he got to, man. He has to, because you know that when you hear that, come on, you know that the season about to be official. He almost had people questioning whether or not the season was gonna be legit. I saw people posting statuses talking about, oh shit, he didn't change the intro, man. This season might suck, before I even watched the episode. You know what I'm talking about? You know, so but I hope he puts it back. If not, I ain't pressed about it. I enjoyed the first episode. It was some shit going on in there, you know. They kind of shocked me, you know. At this point, you know, we could talk about the episode. People who watch Power should have been and watched it by now. As you all know, they took away probably the first. Well, Kanan was the first character I feel like they wiped out that played a major role in the show. But now comes along Angela. You know, they done wiped her out. You know,
Right.
It's kind of getting twisted. I'm ready to see where it goes from here. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna see what happens with that.
Yeah, it's about that time. This is the season, this is the last season, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
Like officially, yeah. Well, like, it's only right that people start dying out.
Right.
You gotta kind of sort of keep shit realistic at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Damn, man, people get shot up. Motherfuckers supposed to be dead.
Right.
What's his name? What's 56 character, Kane?
Yeah, Kane.
Man, he supposed to been dead.
Yeah. You know, he was. He had several episodes he should have died in.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I mean, it's coming. It's kind of sad to see, but, like, we're going to start seeing a lot of our favorite characters start, you know what I mean, dying off a little bit. So.
Yeah, I was still. Yeah, it is. I was still kind of throwed off when they killed off Ghost daughter. You know what I'm saying? That took a dope twist in the story right there, you know, so. It was it's been interesting. I feel like it's a good series. They supposed to have several spinoffs from it, so I'm not even messed up that this is the last season of this supposedly, and that's cool as long as the spinoffs continue to carry what made Power so good, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly, man. Yeah. It's a dope storyline at the end of the day, man.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to. Where the season goes, man. I hope they stay creative. You know what I mean? Keep people guessing, like you say, the one where the daughter died. That shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. She was hard. That was one of the oldest plot twists ever.
Yeah. They Power got some dope ass writers. You know they got some dope writers, man. They keep the suspense coming. You really honestly could never tell what was gonna happen next. Throughout each season, each episode, you know, they got a good team together, and as long as they keep that team together and nobody get greedy or nobody walk off, that whatever they plan to do from here on out, based on that series, they should be successful with it.
Yeah, they should be. It's an all black crew.
Yeah, I think so.
Lady for sure. I know,
because
I always see the lady talking.
Yeah, it's one Graham fam on there. It's one of the writers is Gremlin alumni.
Oh, snap. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Keep that shit rolling.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm trying to get into, damn, I forgot the name of that damn thing, man. With the goddamn, what they was talking about, crack. How crack had started, man.
Snowfall?
Yeah, Snowfall. I
get
to see that.
Yeah, I started it. I made a post on Facebook about it because I started it the other day. Matter of fact, I started it Sunday after I watched the Power premiere because I had been seeing people saying that Snowfall is better than Power, this and that. And I didn't want to be biased about it because I'm a big Power fan, and it's hard for me to believe that anything is going to touch that right now. So I started watching it. And I see it's three seasons. I'm on episode. I'm stuck at episode four, season one. So I made this post after episode three about how slow it is. You know, I was just telling the people I'm not gonna be biased. I'll wait it out to watch more of it to see if it stands a chance. Because, you know, a couple of my partners told me that it's a good show, so I'm gonna take their word. But it's so damn slow right now. You know, it's hard to get through.
Yeah.
It's hard to get through them first few episodes. You know, so I'm gonna start back this weekend, picking up and watching it to see. But everybody says it's good, so we gonna see.
Yeah, I need to check it out for sure. I don't see, like, you know how people always just try to make a conversation, man. How can a show that's only been out 3 years compared to Power? They got way more years, way, you know.
Yeah.
It's like really, really premature. Just people just want to just have something to talk about.
Yeah.
But like the whole storyline of it is like interesting though. So like I was seeing clips, man, of these people taking crack for the first time, like these people, man. I'm like, oh shit, this is like one of the new latest episodes.
Yeah.
And like the people who probably talking right now are the people who are seeing these latest episodes. It's really in the meat and potatoes now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Man, you know, I feel like, you know, a show that people don't give credit to, I feel like that they don't give enough credit to Empire. You know what I'm saying? Like Empire got some wild shit going on, and it's some questionable things, but that's a good ass series too. Like Empire been holding it. It got good twists, plot twists, and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's dope because to me, like, you know, if you're an Empire fan, you know that supposedly, you know, the music they company was started with Dope Money, but it never shows that part. You know, it's really based on right. a scandalous music company, because Lucius Lyons is a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think Terrence Howard is doing a good job playing him, and Taraji Henson playing Cookie, I think she's doing a good job. They all doing a good job, but that show just don't get enough credit. I don't know what people expect from it, but I think it's dope.
I think because it's like direct competition power.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, like, it's like when you look at it from the aspect, like, one comes on regular TV, like Fox.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah,
Empire,
yeah.
And Power comes on, you got to pay for that channel. So, they're going titties and ass.
Right, 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 right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like, I mean, so, like, that's gonna, it's going to appeal to the grown people. Way, you know, like, you showing stuff on there, it's like, it's a little bit more realer.
Right, right, you know, right,
when
right.
You see some violence and stuff, like, yeah, it hits different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, the thing about it is, man, I be seeing them ratings and everything. I be paying attention, like, the ratings of them shows and stuff, man. And you know, Power is a highly rated show, man. And it's simply, I think it's simply off based off of just because people talk about it so much on social media.
Oh yeah, yeah. But like, you know, like, they talk about both of them on social media because, like, I remember when Empire first came out, the first season was hot.
Yeah,
it was real,
most
real
definitely.
It's like the writing was the same. Like the second season, it fell off.
Right,
you know,
right.
Power kept on giving you stuff. You know, it's all about the writing, the cliffhangers.
Yeah,
stuff like that, man. Like, what kind of violence are we showing, man? We showing sex, guns, violence. Oh shit, reel me in.
Right, right, you
know,
right,
that's the recipe.
Like, yeah.
God said violence.
Truth. Jeez, truth.
Man.
Truth.
You know, when you show it like that, yeah, man. It's kind of unfair to Empire. You know what I'm saying? So imagine if Empire was on FX or HBO. You know.
That's,
you know, you're really seeing Lucy blow somebody's brains out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what's her name? Cookie?
Yeah, Cookie. Taraji Henson.
Yeah. Yeah, Cookie really up in that cheese, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On the goods on TV, you know.
Yeah.
How they show Lala, how they show, you know. How,
yeah, because you know,
Lala.
You know, boy want to see Cookie too. They want to see Cookie naked,
yeah.
You know
Come
what I'm
on,
saying?
Bro.
They want to see Come Cookie
on,
naked.
Bro, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't compare to that when you said Lala.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Come like that.
Yeah, even. Yeah. Even old girl that play Tasha, Ghost Wife, you know, they want to see her naked too, you know. So it is definitely different, you know. It is definitely different in comparison. I know why Power is ranked better than them, and I would agree to it, but I'm a fan of Empire.
Yeah.
Like, I'm up to date and everything. Like, I'm not behind. I done watched all the seasons, you know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, it's been a premiere in a couple of weeks. The season premiere of their season finale, season 6.
Okay, yeah. And another thing, you know, I think it's about time for these circuits to start dying. I mean, like, for sure, Empire, because, like, people getting a little tired.
Yeah.
Of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it's the perfect time. You got to start hitting. You got to know when to call it quits.
And see,
you know what I'm saying? And, you know.
And the thing about those two shows, Power and Empire, I agree, it is time for them to die off because they were storyline-based stories. Like, you know, you can only go so long with those storylines and stuff. But, like, it makes you think, like, shows like Law & Order SVU getting ready for their 21st season. And it's because they don't follow storylines. It's just different stories each episode. Had Power and Empire been like that, I think they could have went 10 seasons at least. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, like, at the same time, you got to kind of keep it realistic because I mean, shit, man, you can only do what Ghost doing over so long.
Yeah. So that the realism of it dying off after about 6 years, that's pretty realistic, you know. For being supposedly being big time in a dope game like that. Hell, even Ghost Plug wasn't lasting that long. You know, they done died off in seasons early on and stuff. And so, you know, that is realistic, you know. It's about time. And
what
then
about what about that girl that I heard that was she was interning, she was doing something, but she was behind the camera.
Yeah, for Empire. She,
Empire,
yeah, the gremlin, the girl that attends gremlin is, I think that's her intern. Yeah, it's with Empire. That's dope. That's dope.
Nah, man, you gonna know what's up after that.
Yep.
For real, shout out to her.
Yep.
For real. She filmed it, you know.
Chicago. Yeah. I know Chicago.
Yep.
I know that's one of the spots. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
old
shot time. Man, you
miss
Chicago?
Yeah, I do sometimes, you know. I do.
Yeah.
I do. I had thoughts about moving back home a few times, but I, at this point in life, you know, I really hate the winter. I'm a 65, 70 degrees above guy, you know what I'm saying? So I know I wouldn't survive the winter at this point, so it ain't no way of hell I can move back home up there, you know, but man, that had me thinking, like, when what we were just talking about, how, you know, based on, because we talk about things so much on social media, man, do you really think that black social media is the power? We pretty much the power for everything, the economy, social media, all that, man, because think about how they really got, it's so many places that make chicken sandwiches, but because black Twitter said something about Popeye's chicken sandwich, it sent everybody in a frenzy. Comparing, and they picked the two, we basically picked the two restaurants that was going to compete about a chicken sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Black Twitter says, hey man, Popeye chicken sandwich is better than Chick-fil-A. And now it's a chicken war between two restaurants that sell chicken. But you got all these other places that sell chicken sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? And look, it drove the sales up. It drove the sales up for Popeyes and everything, man. The black social media is really stronger than what we know.
It's super, super, super strong. Because like you say, I mean, shit, man. Not only that, but when you said after, like, you know, like, shoot, like the black Twitter or whatnot, once they did that, okay, that got everybody asking, wondering.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not, you know, I mean, just everybody, all races, colors, creeds, man, they wanted to see what was up with that sandwich.
To
the point where Popeye's literally had to tweet out, hey, man, we know what's good, but we are sold out.
That's crazy.
the demand is too high. You know, it's all about supply and demand.
Yeah, that's crazy,
you know,
man.
It's a great problem, but they weren't expecting that.
Right.
They didn't advertise this shit as such.
Right.
You know, just a regular chicken sandwich. You know what I mean? Old girl, you know, the little black lady. She know, yeah, I got sandwich. Yeah.
Right.
You know, whatever. She the wrong motherfucker takes that motherfucker.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. And it's crazy because this is one of the few instances where we get to see in its true form where the demand was too high for the supply.
Right, too high.
It was too high.
You know, and like, I'm glad they did what they did. Like, they bowed out gracefully, Popeye.
Yeah.
So like that, you know, like, it's great, but at the same time, it's bad for business. You're not keeping up with the demand.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? And like, you know how we just got through saying how, you know, black Twitter would not influence that shit. Everything has a yin and a yang. It's always the opposite, man. So at the same time, that helped out. But, like, have you heard about the whole Janelle Monáe? How she was like, Janelle Monáe had got up on social network and she was like, okay, while everybody's waiting for those sandwiches, just like that, waiting for those sandwiches, how about we set up a voting booth You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, like Boo said, every Popeye's to register people who not registered to vote.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like you know, with me saying that, you would think that this is cool, this is positive. How come it's always people that just don't think positive? But she got so much backlash, y'all.
That
she was basically forced to apologize for some bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I really didn't. I didn't agree with that, man.
I saw Charlamagne them say something about that, and you know me, but I'm a rebel to the. To any cause, I'd have been damned if I'd apologize for some shit like that.
Man,
I just don't understand why we feel like, why do we get in those? Your livelihood was not gonna be affected at all if you didn't apologize for that shit. You know what I'm saying? What they gonna do? Stop your shows or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit's so silly. Like, it's crazy that we let these so-called whatever they are, fucking powers that be or whatever they could be, that we let them threaten our money and shit like that to keep our mouth closed while they say what the fuck they want. Like, that shit's so weird to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I ain't lying. If I was in the game for anything, whether it was acting, rapping, whatever, TV, socialist, journalist, whatever, man, I'd be damned if I let money be the factor to the point where I can't say what the fuck I want to, especially when I'm not offending nobody. What's offensive about saying that? That's dumb as shit. Like, that's dumb as shit. Like, it's nothing offensive about saying getting people to vote. They already don't take the shit serious enough as is. Now you mentioned it, you know what I'm saying? We didn't take it serious. We got this dumb fucking here now, you know what I'm saying? And now all of a sudden more people, because they already know. They don't want you talking about that shit because they know people going to come out in droves this time around to try to get that fuck boy out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, yeah, man. Shit, man, I always say it. You know, like, when it comes to this, I don't care who the representative of the Democratic Party is going to be. I really think it's going to be a landslide. Landslide, though, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I hope I'm not being too optimistic, but it's just, like, I just can't see it even being close. Because, you know, people didn't know that this shit. Like, people didn't know that anything could happen in the USA. You could do anything in America.
Right.
You can see that, you know. And, yes, you can, you know. It's like, he did it.
Right.
No of us can get off our ass and go vote.
Yeah.
Guess what? He took advantage of that shit, man. Watch what happened this time, though, y'all.
He definitely took advantage. He definitely took advantage.
Yeah. Be like, okay, they're sleeping on me, y'all. They're sleeping on me, president.
Yep.
Nah, man.
Yep.
Nah, bro. I can't stand it, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. That shit crazy, man. This whole world, like that, like I say, social media is fun and shit, but that shit is a curse too, because, you know, the world has become so, it's two things the world has become. The world has become desensitized and the world has become sensitive. It's kind of oxymoronic, but that's what it is. We desensitized because when we see a lot of fuck shit, we just look it over like it's normal now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we become sensitive because every single fucking thing that we used to could say when we was fucking 17, 18, 19, if you say that shit now, it's some kind of repercussions or consequences behind it. You know what I'm saying?
The little shit.
Yeah. You know, and
I think that shit, I think the homie David Chappelle had. So I haven't seen the special yet.
Oh my God.
I think basically like he was saying stuff like that, man. Like,
yeah, that shit was Dave Chappelle's comedy was that stand up there was unapologetically funny as fuck, and I loved it. You know what I'm saying? I won't talk about it because you haven't watched it, but that shit was legit. I like Dave for that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
I gotta check that out.
You know, definitely do. When you get time, it ain't number an hour and 20-something minutes. So, you know, you get time,
that's
just check. Yeah, that's it. That's it, man.
That's good enough, man. And, I mean, shit, we talking about dudes standing up at the end of the day. That's a long time.
And you, yeah, right. And you know, I make jokes. I make some jokes about how, you know, the world being sensitive about certain shit you say, and they still not sensitive to the right stuff. Cause I joke about this all the time. Think about this, man. If I was a comedian or whatever I was doing, and I made some kind of something that about the community, the LGBT community and stuff like that, if I made some jokes or anything towards them or other groups and stuff, it would be off of my head. But people can still, in fucking 2019, make fat jokes like that shit won't take an emotional toll on somebody that's fat. You know what, right, I'm saying? Not saying it's me, because I'm not sensitive to the shit, because I can joke back. But just think about somebody who's not as strong as me, that's fat and shit. Right. And you know, that the rebuttal will be where he can lose weight, you know, or she can lose weight and stuff like that. But the people who are these other ways, they can't help themselves. That's stupid. If you're gonna yeah, fight for one, if we're gonna be sensitive about one, be sensitive about all the shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. If we're gonna be sensitive about it. Yeah.
Yeah, keep that same energy across the board.
Just keep it, man.
You know what I mean? Like you say, yeah, that should be crazy. Just like you say, how they look at things, I don't know. Like they look at some one way and some the other way.
Yeah.
It brings me to the, have you heard about your boy? I forgot his name. But like the dude who we always talk about, the dude who had died in jail recently.
Jeff Epstein? Epstein?
Yeah. You heard the latest news?
I saw a headline, but they said something about the cameras was malfunction.
They said the two, they said the two cameras outside of his cell had malfunction.
Yeah, I bet.
Time of his death.
Yeah, I bet.
Come on, man, now. Now, which brings me back to what we just got to talk about. People sensitive, or they do this, but something like this happens, that is so like eye opening. What they say, eyebrow raising. You know, we just look over that.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, bro. You know, like with foul play, man. It's crazy how corrupt this world is, man. Imagine what this guy was gonna do. I want to know what he was gonna do, y'all. What kind of information he had?
From my understanding,
you know what they say, man. Information is knowledge.
Yeah, from my understanding, the little, because I've done very little research. I won't sit and act like I've done a lot, but from very little research, the boy has some shit on his hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. Like, most time when you dealing with pedophilia and shit, it's not just involving one person. It's always a ring of them motherfuckers because they sick. You know what I'm saying? Right, and for him to be a billionaire, I'm pretty sure it's some heavyweights in that circle. You know what I'm saying? Right. If they was finna take this nigga to trial, he was finna bring them down with him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the people he probably had with him, that shit would probably shook the world up. So they was like, no, you gotta go. You know, so.
Damn.
That's the game is wicked, but that's how they play it though, man. They play the game wicked as fuck. And you know, we be talking that shit, man. Them motherfuckers really, they heartless. They don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't give a fuck, you know, how it go down. They don't care how your family feel about you. None of that. They'll take your ass out. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Real life 2019 gangster shit.
Yeah. No, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Like shit, like you know how, you know, boys used to be like a mob. Imagine that shit 2019 with all the technology and the stuff that people have, man. People fuck it up.
Yeah.
And do it right up under your right up under your nose. Like in a place where, man, come on, dude. Like it sounds so stupid. And like for the people out there listening to this conversation, dude, why it's so big to me is, man, he was under suicide watch.
Right.
So you mean to tell me, did nobody see what was going on? You had this guy, it was in alert. He might try to kill himself.
Right.
But he still kills himself? The two cameras that was outside the thing, they malfunctioned mysteriously?
Man, look.
Yeah. This billionaire?
Yep.
Come on, dude.
Two cameras,
you know.
And you got a suicide watch team. Come on, man.
Mm.
But you know,
like this dude, this was a high profile man.
Yep.
No way that I mean, okay, man, this shit don't pose to happen to him. You know, nah, man.
You know what's crazy? Me and Minja was talking about this one day, now, and not necessarily pertaining to this case, but you know the those higher ups and shit like that, all them people in them positions and shit, they got their own creeds, rules, and laws that they live by outside of the ones that's supposed to be governed for us and shit. And you know, one of the rules that I think, if I'm not mistaken, man, one of their rules or laws is like sometimes they got to put shit blatantly in your face. To let you know that, you know, let you know about their power, let you know that something finna happen. Sometimes they have to, like, by their law, they put it in your face. You know what I'm saying? Because they know that the majority ain't gonna listen or pay attention. Like, let's just say for example, so, this is just an example. I ain't saying this shit gonna happen, but like, let's just say, like, they put a commercial out. They put a commercial out by all the TV channels and shit that they control, and it's this commercial constantly running, and they talk about school shootings and shit. You know what I'm saying?
What?
People just ain't paying. Some people pay attention, be like, damn, that's an odd commercial. But majority ain't paying. Most people ain't pay attention to commercials because, you know, when you watch TV and the commercial come on, you get up and go do some other shit till the show come back on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they basically putting a commercial telling you that, hey, in a few days, we're going to have one of our guys shoot up a school. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But nobody paid attention to the warning signs. You see what I'm saying? Like, they do shit like that. But I'll let it be because, you know, I don't people already be saying I'm a conspiracy theorist and shit like that. But that's just a reality that you gotta think about, man. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't no conspiracies, man. These niggas are playing a raw game that they love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit, you can roll or get rolled
it's
on.
It's kind of scary, bro.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of scary that, you know what I mean, that something happened like that, like black people.
Hell yeah.
And it's almost like, who are you to question this?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Shit.
Hell
yeah. It's pretty fucked up real.
Hell yeah, man. It's just, and I really didn't pay attention to that type of stuff until then the one example that I had found, you know, when I first started researching the 9/11 ordeal or whatever, and they showed all the signs that they put out before 9/11 hit, you know what I'm saying? Like showing TV shows and shit where the Twin Towers wasn't there, you know, shit like that. It was little signs that you wouldn't pay attention to, of course, but they were there, you know what I'm saying? Like it's crazy, but you know it is. It's a scary game, and I ain't lying, man. Sometimes I get so deep in research that I get scared and stop that shit because that is bad. It's bad to my spirit. That energy is so bad. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. It's crazy, but that's the game that they play. And speaking of wicked people. You know what I'm talking about? Well, let's eat while we ease up on that conversation because I'm starting to feel a bad energy with that. Andrew Luck retires 2 weeks before the season, and what do the Colts fans do? They boo his ass. How fucked up is that?
Man, that shit's pretty sad, man. I'm not even gonna lie. I was actually watching that game. You know what I mean? I was checking that game out, and you could just see, you know, like you could see, just see the news traveling. Andrew Luck, he didn't know that the news had got out.
Right.
You know, he wanted to do it the right way. He was going to have a full-fledged, little, you know, like a whole little meeting, a whole little press conference that he was going to retire. It was going to be Sunday. Adam Schefter had reported that shit. Adam Schefter then had the information. And for anybody that really doesn't know, you know, that whole news reporter, it's all about being first.
Right, right, right.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's all about, like, you know, like, no matter how fucked up I was, it took me a few days just to realize what Adam did and, like, how he really, you know, just to get in his whole mindset.
Yeah.
Because you got to realize, I mean, like, check this out, man. You are the only guy who has this information, right?
Right, right.
That news that he broke about Andrew Luck retiring before Andrew Luck could announce it, that was the biggest piece of his career. Adam Schefter is well known. Everybody knows that.
Right, right. True.
He's, you know, man, for him to, man, he broke that, and basically he's one of the GOATs now, you know, like when it comes to something like that.
Right.
I don't think he has answered for that yet, but I know he has received so much backlash for that. And like before I even started hearing it, I was always thinking, damn, man, that's fucked up. He was about to announce this shit Sunday.
Right.
My nigga, you gonna break the news, y'all? Y'all, you gonna break the news during the game? During the game? All you gotta do is press one button on Instagram for the bop. You're gonna break that during the game.
Right.
Man, I think that's, you know, I don't know, man, because, like, cause, you know, like, we kind of knew this whole podcast thing and this whole, you know, report news and everything, man. What kind of fucking ethics is it?
It ain't no ethics. Hey, I went to school for it. It ain't no ethics in it. You know what I'm saying? And me and Minja touched on that last episode. Long as you first to some shit, that's with anything. That's why it correlates with in last episode when we was talking about, you know, people finding out that they family members and shit died on Facebook before they even knew. You know what I'm saying? That they was dead. You know, people thrive on being first to for some shit. You know, like. And it's not just about reporting either. It's just being first. Like, I'm the first to do this shit. Like, so the fuck what? You know what I'm saying? What does you being first have to do with anything? And this coming from, you know, I love media. So this coming from a nigga who understands the journalist game. But damn, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what, you know, like you say, it probably did take Adam Schefter's status even higher than it already is. Yeah. But damn, man, you know what did you gain from that? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like
right.
That you already didn't need, you know, because we all know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, damn, man, what is it about?
You took that from him.
Right.
You know what I mean? You took that from him, you know. I don't know. Like, I really can't wait. Of course he has to talk about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can't wait, you know, because I know it's gotta be. I don't know. I think this fucked up though, man, because he can never get that back.
Right.
I mean, man, people taking off their jerseys and stuff, and you know, Andrew Luck. I think it's messed up. But like on the whole other side, you know, just for like the realistic standpoint, shoot, man, I think it was the right decision, man. Andrew Luck was getting fucked up.
Right. Exactly, man.
He was getting
and for people to not respect that and booing the man, where he took his health and his mental into consideration over everything, as any player should. You know what I'm saying? Because now, to me, like, the game is out. The game, all sports are already watered down nowadays anyway. So there's no reason. There's no reason to be like Daryl Green and Kobe and them now to play 20 years or anything. Get your money and get out of there, man. You know, you can have that love or passion. There's many other ways to play the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, some might just get a thrill off of playing night in and night out. But when you hurting shit, man, get out of there. You know what I'm saying? I just think that, like, that whole concussion ordeal they got going with the NFL and former NFL players, if players had those signs early on and knew it but kept playing, if they would have just got out of there like Andrew Luck is doing, I think a lot of them would have been much better off, man, and we wouldn't see stuff like Junior Seau shooting himself in the head or whatever, however he did commit suicide or whatever, and they claiming that it's because of that. That's why I use him as an example. You know, that's a sad case because he was one of my favorite linebackers. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't lying. Like it was reports that they said that like he like literally left a note. You know what I mean? Like, man, please check out my. You know what I mean? Please look at my brain. This is fucked up.
That's
crazy. So CT like something at right. You know. Ooh, that's yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But you know what, young man, I was, you know, just talking about the whole quarterback, man, that whole deal, you know, these people getting hurt and everything, man. Do you remember that preseason? I think it was preseason, or it might have been like the first game. I think it was the first game. But, man, when Tom Brady had got hurt and was out for the rest of the season.
Right.
And they had literally changed the whole game. You know what I mean? Tom Brady still gets credit. Man, they changed the rules of Tom Brady. You know what I mean?
Right.
About like that, you know, how you can't be hitting these quarterbacks like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shoot, man, the face of the NFL had went out. I think it was literally the first game of the season. You know, had hit that man, I think, like on his knee or something like that. So you can't do nothing like that on the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Because as exciting as that makes football, you know what I'm saying, catching quarterbacks slipping, I'm glad to the extent that they stop stuff like that. Like that they stopped that, and they stop crackback blocking. Like, you know, when a defender is blindsided by somebody with a hard block. You know, I used to get excited about those, but at the same time, man, they never look good. It's like people look like they can't recover from that. They lay down a long time after getting hit like that. You know, so I'm kind of glad they cracked down on stuff like that. Now, those are the type of things you crack down on. You know what I'm saying? Right. What you don't crack down on, which is the stupid shit that they crack down on, is like celebrations and shit like that. That's still stupid as fuck to me. Like that you can't celebrate after a good play or something like that. You know, like it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. You know, like they always got their stuff apples and whatnot. But like, I think within the last year, they've actually gotten better with it, though. You know what I mean? Like they letting people like celebrate a little bit. You know what I mean? You remember last year they were doing all kind of stupid stuff, but you can't be like how your boy is though, AB.
Right,
you
right.
And be you can't be what's the technical term that they use? You can't use hip thrust. You can't be popping.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But see, that's the thing. That's what makes the game fun. Those kind of celebrations, right. You know, man. You know, that's what make the game fun, man. Taunt your opponent. You already supposed to have good sportsmanship with everything else. So when you score a touchdown, you supposed to just take a knee and pray, which is a cool celebration if you do that. But I'm just saying, like, that don't have to be the only. I just made an interception and I took it 93 yards to the house, and I'm supposed to just walk off. Like, no, man, I'm laughing like I ran all you fools. Like, come on, man, that's the fun part of the game, man. They just take that's another thing about becoming sensitive to everything, you know. Because think about it. Somebody was sitting in the office sensitive to the motherfucker in their feelings to say, hey, man, these celebrations is getting outrageous. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, come on, man. Who the fuck think like that? You know? I'm still mad that you can't celebrate in high school sports and stuff like that. Make a good play and you just gotta walk off. Nah, that's a penalty. I mean, you can do it. It's a penalty though.
Yeah.
Thing about in basketball, it annoys the shit out of me that players can't hang on the rim and you know and they can't celebrate after a play. They calling it unsportsmanlike. How? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like if I crossed you over. And you fail, and I dunk the ball, and I turn around and point at you. That's part of the game. That makes it fun. You know what I'm saying? Now I ain't saying run up in their face and push them and stuff like that. Not that excessive, but little stuff like that. You know, we need to lighten up on. We worry about the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that shit crazy, man. Them fans booing Andrew Luck, man. That just show like he. To me, that just showed like he did right by getting out the game early, because now I'm starting to think that if he was in continued to play and got a major injury, they wouldn't give a fuck then anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they wouldn't. It'd be like it's just next man up. You know, like it's next man up. These people don't care about you. You know what I mean? You gotta take care of yourself. You gotta look out for yourself, man. And like this. like when you think about what you love, so you think about everybody else, you know, who had retired, like, you know, way before it was time to retire, you know, if it was injury or contract related, you know, right. I mean, business related. And like, you can start as early as drunk for the patients.
Right, right. Right. Or, how old are you, 29?
Yeah. Shoot, we can keep on going. You could go to Megatron. Calvin, what's his name?
Yeah, Calvin Johnson. Yeah. Good example.
Detroit Lions, you know, I think he was a little injured, but at the same time, there was more like business, wasn't it? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
That was more business.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Okay, let's say it's the same team, Detroit. How about Barry Sanders?
Nine years.
I think he was still all pro.
Yep.
Nine years, and he probably,
at his age right now, he probably could go outside and health, if he's taking care of himself, he could probably go outside and run a 40-yard dash at a 4.5, 4.6 speed with no problems in his knees or nothing.
Yeah, man. So it just pretty sad. Okay, let's go to the other side of that. What about like people like Dez Bryant?
Yeah.
Let's go to Dez Bryant. You know, he used to be a wide receiver for my personal favorite team, Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
What people don't know with this whole contract with Ezekiel Elliott trying to get another contract with 2 years left on his current contract. So, like, people like, man, what you doing? You got 2 years. They could, you know what I mean? Bruh, they cut Dez Bryant. Well, guess how many years left? 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about getting your money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, they're going to run your black ass in the ground, literally.
Yeah. Hell yeah, especially Zeke.
Literally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on, man. They've done it with every running back from Dallas.
Yep.
Marion the Barbarian. Marion Barber.
Yep.
Ran him in the ground. Fucking, I forgot the other guy. Marco Murray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ran him in the ground, you know.
Yep.
Come on, man. You better get your money.
Yeah,
you better get your money because you got to think about yourself.
Most definitely.
It's refreshing for you to see these players standing up for themselves.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, like, fuck them. Well, I'm going to miss some games, man.
Yep.
And I won't Zeke miss a couple games. You know, I hope he done save up his money. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, the games have to be serious for the NFL.
Right.
You're
going
to miss some money, you know, so, but you got to get some money, man. Because, shit, man, you won an injury away. Because what they say, running backs, you only get one contract, one big contract.
Right.
You know, so yeah, man.
Because they only giving your span. They only giving your span of prime years 8 to 10 years anyway.
Right.
And that's
right.
From
so running back.
That's from 21 to 29, 30. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. That shit's crazy, man. Well, football season is officially here. I think. If I'm not mistaken, right now, the number one team, who is it? Auburn or Clemson is playing?
Yeah.
Clemson. Oh, my God. It's 42-7. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Damn. See?
Yeah, man. So, yeah, but it's back, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's back.
Most definitely, man. That that's and the beautiful thing is that these players standing up, getting their money, and they leaving to go do other shit that they wanted to do anyway without sports. They being these actors. Yeah. They being these rappers. They being these singers, real estate agents. You know what I'm saying? They just going to do shit, but they got money backing them now to make they real dreams come true. You know, most of these players had a dream of making it to the league, but it's just for the money. They be wanting to do other shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's beautiful that we're seeing more of that, and we need to, man. You know, because the game is constantly changing, and sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. I tell you what, it is changing for the better though. Right now, I saw a little thing and I shared it on Facebook yesterday, I think, where it said that Juvie, Birdman, and Wayne was in finna drop a song, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That. Yeah. Yeah. I said I was 50-50 about it, but I was interested because it could go one or two ways. That bitch gonna jam or it's gonna flop. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna jam.
I think
it has to jam.
Look, I said it was gonna jam because you remember Birdman and Juvie dropped that song. It probably was a few months back. Just Another Gangster. That bitch was jamming.
Yeah.
That bitch was jamming.
The album jamming, bro.
Yeah, see, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
You know, for what it was.
Yeah.
You know, shit, man. Shit, they got their new production. I think the producer name was J-Rock or some dude. You know, he was killing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
see?
I'm here for it. I'm here, come on, bro. I'm here for it, man. You better not bring Manny Fresh in.
Yeah. 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 And I think shit, with all that, too, didn't Wayne announce he was dropping an album?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Funeral.
Yeah, see. Yeah.
Yep, the Funeral.
Yeah, that's tough.
He said he done with it. I'm here for it, man. I'm just ready to hear some new shit because, like, New Wayne is jamming to me. Like, really jamming. Like, the new Wayne. You know? And, like, I was, you know, what was that? The Carter Five or whatnot? You know, that was cool, but at the end of the day, the shit was over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, it wasn't 2000, whatever year it dropped. When did that drop? This year or last year? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, a lot of them songs was already in the pocket years ago. You know what I'm saying? So you're not getting that freshness. You can tell when shit fresh. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, I'm here for it, man. I know that shit gonna be jamming, y'all.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That shit's
gonna be what people expect. I think it dropped already. It may have dropped today. I think they said it was gonna drop today or tomorrow, but I think the name of the song called Ride That.
I think.
So I check it. I ain't had the chance to get online and see, but I check it out when I get off the phone and see what's popping.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
It's going down.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
Oh yeah. So, but yeah. Yeah, man. Well, Los, man, I don't want to hold you up much longer, man. So, you know, I appreciate you checking in, tuning in. So, right here, right now, before I let you go, man, this is where you plug yourself on Swinging with Big Young podcast. Let the people know what you do, what you got, links, any of that. Go ahead, talk your shit.
Okay. Cool. You can check me on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. It's all Cool Daddy PMG. Cool Daddy PMG, man. I do a podcast called Plan Day Podcast. I shoot music videos out here in Houston, Texas area. You know what I mean? Been doing that shit, man. And this year is actually my 10th year anniversary. Been doing this since 2009. You know what I mean? So we just trying to just pursue other avenues, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Big Young and the Swag with Big Young podcast, man, and we gonna keep on coming from the dash. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, sir.
It's really going down every time you call it gonna play out here, man, because we really out here, man, next time, man, where boys really be gripping wood grain on the daily, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, God.
What's up, man? Swag with Big Young, man, y'all keep on listening, man, I appreciate you. Having me on this motherfucker, man, for real, man. It's been an honor, bro. I appreciate you, man.
Most definitely, man.
Man, going down.
Already, man. Well, I'll hit you up, man. And like we do, man, we talk at least once to twice a week now. So, you know, when it's time to chop it up again, man, I'll be in tune with you.
Already, young man. Y'all take care, man. Appreciate it, bro. All
right, man. You take it easy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, man, that was my partner, Los, a.k.a. Cool, man. You know, man, everything about him is player made. That's what I like, man. If y'all get a chance, man, check out his YouTube and some of the music videos, man. He got numbers behind his videos, man. He do some good work, man. But appreciate y'all tuning in. This is episode 3. You live from the dash with Big Yum, a.k.a. Swinging with Big Yum, and it's going down, man. I'll catch y'all with episode 4. Holla at your boy. Hold up. We rip, rain, we ride, but I have heavy, move, baby.
peace.